This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is mystical fasting? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, we have jurisprudential fasting, we have ethical fasting, and we also have mystical fasting. Now remember how we always say that there are levels of fasting? The first and the basic and the bare bones level is the jurisprudential fasting. A level higher than that is the ethical fasting. And then the third level is mystical fasting, and this is what we're going to discuss today. Mystical fasting is known as fasting of al-haqiqah. Okay? This is the highest level of fasting according to this classification. It belongs solely to the special nobles. Faster, who are not many at this degree, believe you are what you think, and hence they fast from all other than God, including paradise. They don't even think about paradise. They're all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their fast is all about Allah. They make sure that during the month of Ramadan, they detach themselves from anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This state of absolute detachment is called al-inqita'. This disassociation, disconnect, detachment is the reality of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why this stage can be named as the fasting of al-haqiqah, which is the reality, the fasting of reality. It is the mystical fasting, and this is the highest level of fasting that we hear from our urafa and the imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam and some prophets of Allah. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the third and the final level of fasting. It is called mystical fasting. So after jurisprudential fasting, we have ethical fasting. And then the third level is mystical fasting that we're discussing today. We said it is only the special nobles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who reach this level of fasting. They believe as physical fasting burns the fat and removes the toxins, such mental fasting also does the same to the mind. The reward of fasting in this degree is none other than Allah Himself. This is the meaning of the holy hadith that Allah the Almighty says, I will reward all rituals of mankind from 10 times to 700 times, save patience, for it is for me, and I am its reward. And patience is fasting. So this is the hadith from the infallible. Brothers and sisters, this level of fasting is the desired level of fasting. This is what the awliya of Allah are doing when they are fasting. This is what the urafa and the mystics of Islam are doing when they are fasting. This is what Ahlul Bayt did when they were fasting. This is what the prophets did when they were fasting. So our fasts, unfortunately, in many cases, don't go beyond the jurisprudential level, right? Let alone the ethical level. And this is a level which is above and beyond. It's higher than the first two levels. And this is where we should be headed. And in future, we will try to discuss the characteristics of mystical fasting. dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.